So since we've gotten to hear some stories from so many of the guys about their childhood and their discernment, I'll tell you one of my stories. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, I remember there was one Sunday I went to Mass with my dad because my brother was sick, and so my mom stayed home, and so it was just me and dad at church. And my dad sang in the choir, so I was sitting behind the choir. And I remember not being very engaged in the homily that day for whatever reason. I just thought maybe Father was rambling on and didn't understand what's going on. But I found this little tissue in my pocket at that Mass, and I was sitting in the pew, and so I was tearing off pieces of the tissue, and I was seeing how many people I could hit in front of me with the little tissue. And the deacon saw me like playing around, not paying attention, and he was much scarier than Deacon McFall is. And he looked at me and he pointed his finger and he shook it like this, and I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. And I remember thinking inside, like, there's no way I can get away from God. Like, there's nothing I can do that God won't find out about. Because here I am just kind of messing around, not paying attention to the homily, but the deacon catches me messing around. And so for some reason, that thought was in my heart and in my soul. And what I realized is that no matter what I did, no matter where I would go, I knew that God would be watching over me. And I never had any doubt growing up, never had any doubt in my life that the Lord was a part of that, that the Lord was with me. And that's what the word Emmanuel means. In the first reading we heard from the prophet Isaiah, that there will be the virgin will have a child and they shall name him Emmanuel, means God with us. I knew that God was with me. The people of Jerusalem knew that God was with them. The Jews knew that God had called them to be his children. They knew that God was always with them. But in a special way, we celebrate the incarnation. The fact that Jesus comes to be one of us. He comes to be with us because he wants to know that he wants us to know that we're never alone, that he'll never abandon us, that he'll never leave us. His love is always here. I hope in some way this weekend, as we've done this discernment retreat, that you know now more than ever that God is with you and that God has a plan for you in your life. God's plan for Mary was that she say yes. And that she receive the child of God in her own womb. But God has a special plan for each and every one of you. I don't know what that is. I hope you've had some clarity this weekend that maybe you know a little bit more of how God is with you. Please know that no matter where you go, no matter what you do, God is with you. He's got a plan for your life. And I hope you're open to that plan. I hope you're open to whatever it is that you feel God might be calling you to do. Please know of our prayers for you. Please know that the seminarians and the priests want what's best for you. We want what's best for you in your life and your journey. And if it is priesthood, we are going to be ecstatic that we would have another young man to follow the call of the Lord, to serve him as a priest. But whatever it is that you do in life, please be open. Be open in the way that Mary was in the gospel that we heard today. Be open to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will follow your will because you love me. We know that God loves us. We know he walks with us. We know he's here. And I hope in a special way during this retreat, you've seen that in a new way. I hope you've been able to see God's presence, his love for you, and the prayers that we've had, and the field trip that we took yesterday, and the encounter that you might have had with the Lord, and the sacrament of reconciliation, and the celebration of the Eucharist, and the prayer time that you might have had in this church. I hope you've been able to see the Lord as Emmanuel, to see that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. He will never abandon you. He will always be with you. Today's gospel, Joseph hears the message from the angel. Right? He hears the angel saying to him, the child that your wife has, don't be afraid to take her in to your own home. A couple of years ago, I was doing some research on this particular topic, and I realized that when the gospel writer in Matthew is talking about Joseph, he's talking about Joseph as a righteous man. And Joseph, being a righteous man, would have known the law. And the law, that is, if he knew that somebody was committing adultery, the law said that that woman is what? The punishment is what? Stoned to death. Okay, so Joseph was a righteous man. He knew what the law said. Okay, but that also means that Joseph knew that Mary didn't cheat on him. he knew that the child that Mary had in her womb was of divine origin. And I thought that that was a brilliant way to say, look, Joseph's not doubting at all Mary's fidelity. Like, Joseph didn't need the angel to come to him in a dream and say, hey, Joseph, you look, the child that your wife has in her womb belongs to God. Joseph didn't need the angel to tell him that because he knew. Because if he would have had any doubt at all, he knew the law and he knew what he would have had to do. And that would have been to turn her over and say, look, she's an adulterer. She needs to be stoned. But he didn't, because Joseph trusted. And what I think that says for us is that we are called to be righteous men. God calls us to be righteous men, to know the law, to know his teaching, to know the fact that the Lord is with us. Joseph didn't doubt God. We shouldn't doubt God. We shouldn't doubt him and his presence in our lives. And so we ask the Lord. We ask the Lord to help us to be like Joseph, to be able to trust him, to be able to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will make sure that we call Jesus Emmanuel, to remind the nations, to remind the people that the Lord is with them. Whatever you decide to do with your life, however you decide to serve God, I hope you're open. I hope you're open to bring the presence of Jesus to the world, because God wants you to be his messenger. God wants you to tell the world he is Emmanuel. He is with us. And whether that's priesthood, whether that's as a husband and a father, whether that's whatever path you choose in life, be sure you are the voice to the world that God is with them. As we continue our prayers today, we ask the Lord to help us to be able to say yes to him in whatever way he calls us to serve, whatever way he calls us to live. And we ask for the Lord's blessing in our lives, that we may be like Saint Joseph, to be able to say to the Lord, yes, I will follow you. I know you're here. I trust in you. I trust in your will. May the Lord continue to bless us. May he give us the fruit that we need in this last week of Advent to prepare our hearts, to prepare our souls for our Lord's coming.